Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Hello, mamas, and welcome to another Mama Truth Show. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here with you. I hope that you are just relishing your holiday season. And if not, or even if you are, today we are going to talk about the holiday survival kit, Mama Truth style. And I have to tell you that last week's interview, if you have not had a chance to listen to it yet, with the amazing, inspiring Lisa Nichols, who is New York Times bestselling author, the best motivational speaker I've ever seen in my entire life, a featured teacher in The Secret. I mean, you just name it. She's doing incredible work. Definitely make sure, do not pass go, go and listen to that interview immediately. Okay, there's my little pitch for her interview because I loved it so much. We both cried. And we got off, after I hit, stopped recording, we both just sat there and cried for a minute together. It was so beautiful. Ah, okay. So let's talk about the holiday season. So how's it going so far? I want you to go ahead and just check in with yourself. How is your holiday season going so far? You know, Thanksgiving is past us for those of us who are here in the United States. And Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up. Hanukkah. Actually, I don't know the exact dates of Hanukkah while I'm recording this. But, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you are celebrating, this can be such a beautiful, sacred, holy time of year. And it can also be a stressful, overwhelming, running around like a chicken with your head cut off time of year. And it's so easy to be swept up into that frenzy if we are not mindful and if we are not consciously creating the holiday season that we want. So the first thing that I want you to do, if it's safe to do so and you're not like on a run or on a walk or whatever, if you are and you can stop for a second, great. Or if you're not operating heavy machinery, flying a helicopter, what have you, I want you to actually close your eyes for a moment and take a deep breath, breathing in and breathing out. Yes, I have a little cold. Just breathe in and out one more time. And I want you to just imagine in front of you a blank screen, like a black blank screen in front of you. And on the count of three, I'm going to ask your inner wisdom to choose a word or a phrase that really embodies the way that you want you and your family to feel this holiday season. A word or a phrase, the essence of how you want yourself and your family to feel this holiday season. So on that blank screen right in front of you, that word or that phrase is going to appear on the count of three. So one, just tuning in to that inner wisdom. Two, allowing your mind to just float and your full presence to come into focus. And three, the word or phrase appears on your blank screen. This is the essence of how you want your holiday season to feel for yourself, for your children, for your family. And if you didn't get a word or a phrase, just make it up right now. Because when we make it up, we're pulling from that spiritual cosmic realm, right? So you can go ahead and wiggle your fingers and your toes and open your eyes if you were able to close your eyes. And just make a note of that. I'd love to encourage you to write that down, to put it on a sticky note, to share it with your family. What is that word or that phrase that you received? So, for example, for me, the word that I got was peaceful. that I really want to create, consciously create, a peaceful holiday season for me and my family. And so as I say yes or say no to holiday parties that come up or invitations that come up or, you know, shopping trips or ideas, I'm going to be asking myself, how can I make this peaceful? I'm going to be asking myself before I commit to anything, saying, is this in alignment with peace? Is this in alignment with peaceful? And if it's not, then the answer is no. And guess what? No can be a complete sentence. You do not have to excuse it. You do not have to make an explanation for why you're saying no. You can just say no, thank you. I usually like to add thank you on the end, but that's the polite girl in me, right? So really, what is that word or phrase and how can you really stay in alignment to it? And so I want you to even take this one step further for yourself and just check in about any decision that you recently made or have to make about the holiday season and just see, is there anything that's really out of alignment for that? You know, for me, it may be looking at my calendar and saying, is there anything that's really out of alignment? Like dissonance happens when I think of this celebration or activity and peace. Or is it really in alignment? And is there anything that I've been considering doing or that you've been considering doing that you want to check this out with? So I want to encourage you to do this right here and right now with yourself so that you can really take a look. Is there anything that you need to actually say, you know what, I'm going to actually renegotiate that. I'm going to actually say no to that. I'm going to let them know I can't make that so that you can really be in alignment with the essence of what you want to create this holiday season. Because you've heard me talk about this before. We have a great show on reaction mode versus creation mode, right? Here at the Mama Truth Show, that it's so easy as moms to go into reaction, right? And when we're in that mode, it causes overwhelm, it causes chaos, it causes all sorts of things. And so what I want for you is I want for you to go into that space of consciously creating the holiday season that is going to work for you. Are you with me? Okay, good. And, you know, I have to say the Mama Truth Circle, if you're not a member yet, oh my gosh, mamas, come on over, mamatruthcircle.com. You can go onto the site and check out what we're doing. We have a monthly mission every month. We gather in virtual circles twice a month. We have an incredible Facebook community where you can lean into the sisterhood. Would be honored to have you join me over at Mama Truth Circle if you have yet to do so. And that can be a gift for you because we're doing these kind of things all the time, really looking at consciously creating and stepping into being the spiritual and inspirational leaders inside our family. So mamatruthcircle.com if you haven't checked it out yet. And with that, it's Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach, signing off until next week where we're going to have an incredible conversation about shame and sexuality with our kids. It is a juicy one. So until then, mamas, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.